my mind, on my heart, and on my lips, that we may hear your good word to us this day. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you will, turn to Mark chapter 8. Thank you. In Mark chapter 8, verse 34, Mark says, he called to him the multitude with his disciples and said to them, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. When Miranda and I took a tour of Israel, we started the tour in Galilee. We went to the city of Tiberias, and we stayed in a hotel there. And then the tour all went around the Sea of Galilee. And then after a few days, we made the progression down south toward Jerusalem. And everybody was getting really excited about going to Jerusalem. And the tour guide, his name was Manasseh, at one of the breaks, he said something. He said that he just couldn't understand the attraction for Christians of coming to Jerusalem because it's so busy and so crowded and all that, where Galilee is like this idyllic paradise up there, all green and lush and peaceful. And he just did not understand why we were so attracted to going to Jerusalem. Bishop Bates tried to explain to him that it was in Jerusalem that the Passion took place. And the Passion is the heart of the gospel. By his wounds we are healed, St. Peter said. But Manasseh was not alone. He's not by any stretch of the imagination. There are so many Christians who want to avoid the cross. Take up my cross? God forbid. We want comfort. We want peace. I had a lady in the Episcopal Church in Redeemer. Actually, she was my senior warden. And she came to me one Sunday. I was preaching a series of sermons about spiritual warfare and the whole armor of God. And she came to me and she said, I really am tired of this. And I was like, okay, well, I'm sorry you're tired of this. And she said, I come to church to be comforted, not to hear about war. Oh, okay. Well, why do you think the prosperity gospel is so popular? We want protection from toil and turmoil and pain and sickness. We want Jesus so that he'll protect us from all of this stuff. But what is Jesus' invitation to us? What does he say? If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Follow him? Where is he going? To Calvary. To the cross. Today's gospel is a turning point, is the turning point in the gospel according to St. Mark. Peter has just confessed, you are the Christ. And now Jesus is explaining what it means for him to be the Christ. He gives the passion prediction. And he says, Mark says, he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed. And after 3 days, rise again. Peter didn't want the cross. Peter didn't want Jesus to have to endure the cross. God forbid! No, that can't ever happen to you. No! But God doesn't forbid. God chose the cross, and he made it the means for our salvation. Dietrich Bonhoeffer summarizes it in one very simple statement in his book, The Cost of Discipleship. He says, when Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. God is inviting us to walk the way of salvation. And the way of salvation is through Calvary and the cross. Paul summarizes it well in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The cross is the power of God. Just out of curiosity, how many of you are wearing a cross today? Quite a few. Okay. Quite a few. Let me tell you about the cross. The cross was designed by the Romans to be the most excruciating, gruesome form of execution imaginable. It is the ultimate humiliation. They strip the person completely naked. They lay down the cross on the ground and nail that person to the cross, putting nails through the wrists and through the feet. And then they raise that cross up and set it. And the person is experiencing excruciating pain. Lots of blood loss, but it is a slow, excruciatingly painful, long ordeal up there. Because when you're hanging like that, your diaphragm gets crushed. And so you push against the nail in your feet to straighten up so you can take a breath. And that causes more pain in the feet, more pain in the hands. This is just awful, awful thing. And eventually you lose enough blood, you lose enough of your strength that you can no longer raise up, and you die by asphyxiation. But Jesus sanctified the cross with his own blood. And he made the cross a universal symbol of life and love. What the enemy intended for evil, God sanctified and made a sign of good. That's why we must, as it says in, what's the song? The Rock. I can't remember the name of the song now. Anyway, one of the great old Christian hymns, and I'm blanking completely. But anyway, we must cling to the cross of Christ. I say again?
The old rugged cross.
Thank you! No, it's not the old rugged cross. No. That's not right. But anyway, it doesn't matter. To the cross of Christ I cling. It's a line out of one of the songs. But anyway, it doesn't matter. To cling to our means of salvation. To cling to the cross of Christ. To what then are you and I clinging? Are we clinging to the cross? What is it that you cling to? Jesus said in verse 35 of today's gospel, for whoever would save his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. Whoever would cling to his or her life, his or her lifestyle even, we'll lose it. We'll lose our life. Put it real simply, I mean, we're here in America. We're Christians in America. But let me tell you, the American dream is not the Christian gospel. We want to be comfortable. We want the best of everything. Clinging to a lifestyle is not life itself. We cannot have the resurrection life without first coming through Calvary and the cross. You cannot experience the resurrection without the cross. You can't have Easter without Good Friday. To follow Jesus is to make the trek to Calvary. For life is found in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and in Him alone. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross that we might have that life. And to have this life in Jesus, we only need to die to our selfish selves. To die to the things to which we cling. Let me ask you a couple of very simple questions. What is it in your life that you cannot live without? What is it in your life that you cannot live without? To what is it that you cling? Are you living within your means? Are you carrying debt? Why? Do you live more simply than your neighbors? I remember in the early 1990s, one of the last diocesan conventions I attended in the Episcopal Church, Bishop Johnson was asking for a raise. And he said, as explanation, I compared my salary with the other bishops in the Episcopal Church, and I am under the median. And all I'm asking is that you bring me up to or above the median income of the bishops of the Episcopal Church. Being the shy, retiring sort that I am, I got up and I asked, "So, sir, why is it that you do not want to live simply so that others can simply live?" He took offense at that. Paul makes it very clear in Romans chapter 12. He says that we may need to think more highly of others than we do of ourselves. We need to not be in comparison with others, but to be in comparison with Christ. And ultimately, inevitably, we will find we always fall short. But I would rather cling to the cross of Christ, cling to Christ's very pierced feet. That's where we need to be. To cling to the cross of Christ is to practice self-denial. And that's not always comfortable. It's not always easy. But when the Lord takes us out of our comfort zone, it is because He has something better planned for us. The journey to Jerusalem Maybe Manasseh didn't understand it. Maybe we don't understand it. But the journey to Jerusalem and on to Calvary, it is the most important journey we will ever make. It is a test of our profession of faith. Do you really want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? In Luke chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus told us, "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Ooh. Do you want to be a disciple of Christ? "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself," Jesus said, "and take up his cross and follow me." To what are you clinging? Jesus is inviting us to cling to the cross of Christ, to die to self, and to live in the fullness of life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Wow.